이거 That analogy may not be very clear the false ego means very very ego who is receiving and transmitting false information, perhaps false knowledge, gathering false knowledge, receiving and transmitting what is falsehood. Then that sort of yantra means machine. What do you call it? A false machine? Receiving false news and transmitting false news. That machine, what, is it false or it is real? It is like that. Gathering false news and transmitting also false news. What is not wholesome, what is opposite to our real interest. We want to live, the little ego I told, our innate tendency to live, but it is engaged in false information. What helps us to live, it is not collecting that and not transmitting that. It is receiving my inner nature, inner necessity. It is working in my, against my inner interest. So this is false. The computer is false. Recording false things and transmitting false news. So it is like a computer, the ego. Because it is dealing with falsehood, so it is a false ego.
Duality.
Duality. Duality, doito, duality. This is that false information is the duality of the material nature.
Duality, that is not very comprehensive. Duality also may be a real duality.
Yes.
Bhagavan and his potency, that is also duality. But this is all false. So not duality, it will be acquainted with. It is unreal. One or two or many, a whole set is false. It is a false thing, forget.
And what is the process?
To get out of false knowledge.
Is to approach one, the bona fide spiritual master.
The process is to approach a bona fide spiritual master.
That is the Sukriti will guide us, faith.
Yes.
Faith that comes from, developed from Sukriti. First stage of Gyanta Sukriti, then Gyanta Sukriti, then Shraddha. In Shraddha, we are on the surface. Then we can be found with tendency to search after truth from a true agent. And below that, on that foundation, underground, both Sukriti, Gyanta Sukriti and Ajnata Sukriti. That is to be taken up some other day.
Yes, ma'am.
Some other time I shall take up that day.
One point and another point, but that he never comes to the conclusion. And this
only argument can reach a conclusion.
Yes. So that is.
So Shraddha. Shraddha can give us and a long discussion can. Kushadpara?
Give birth.
Give birth to any fruitfulness.
Conclusion.
No conclusion. Shraddha only can take us surely to a particular place and nothing else. the very conclusion, which is so high, only Shraddha can reach. Just as electric ether can reach sun, moon and other stars, not air and the other mediums. So to approach infinite world, only Shraddha comes to our relief and nothing else. No knowledge of experience of this world, however more. It is like a Vayumandal. The air around the globe, the intellect or knowledge, something like that. The atmosphere around the earth, that is limitation, which is limitation knowledge. Because that is drawn from the experience of the earth. It cannot pierce through the domain. But only the ether, it connects everything. So Shraddha, faith can connect from our farthest quarter. Take us. That is also, in case of infinite, that is also the giver faith, giver faith. Faith also of different types. Oh, you take it. Okay.
And from both sides.
So,
Maharaj, I wanted to ask you one question about Shaktavesh avatar. Is it that the individual jiva who's acting in the position of a Shaktavesh avatar, he descends, or that the Shakti, this avesha, empowerment, that is descending?
I can't follow.
I'm saying that a jiva, he gets the Shaktavesh empowerment.
A qualified jiva, not ordinary jiva, a qualified jiva, of course, as it is required for the purpose, such qualification, then the particular potency of the Lord, he enters or inspires him. Just a tiny bhammarida jhaya adhikavai, a current, a flow comes to him, a flow of supply comes to him, inspires him, and makes him dance in a particular way. Achyutananda told once, Achyutananda, sometimes when he began the work there, and then he was compelled to stay with Damodar Maharaj for some time. Damodar Maharaj kept him in the room and went to collect some funds. And one day he had to fast, nothing in the room, even to cook. So then he came here. The Damodar Maharaj has gone. He 2 days or 3 days rice, etc. he gave to me. He is not returning, and nothing, I am fasting. After 1 day fast, he came to me. Then I consoled him. You are very much troubled. No, Krishna is dancing, he answered. Krishna dancing, he is in his own way, he is dancing. And so many jivas there cast this side, that side. He does not care for us in this way. He is dancing in his own way. And we are pushed this side, that side, by the pressure of his pushing of his lila. It does not matter. Vedantism and Vedanta means subjective evolution.
Objective evolution, it is key?
Objective evolution, that the Darwin theory, The stone evolving the consciousness. Matter evolves consciousness. That is objective.
That's the
what is object, that is existing first. And then by its development, the life coming, the consciousness coming, the intelligence coming from the stone, that is objective, the object. Mm-hmm. But object is a relative term. Without subject, object cannot stand. Subject is the primary substance, and then whatever is to be felt, that is only an idea in the subjective ocean. So subject is first, consciousness is first, mm-hmm. and then it develops in the lower line, guna pravidha vishaya pravala. Prakritir mahan mahatu ahankara ahankarat panchatan matrani. The object, the gross coming from the subtle, not that subtle coming from the gross. Prakritir mahan mahatu ahankara ahankarat panchatan matrani. Tato khittapte morudvam, all these things. And the prakriti, mayadhakkhena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. A particular potency, when that is interfered, handled by Krishna in a particular form, Mahavishnu, then prakriti begins to move and to produce something. Mahatattva, the first product is Mahatattva from prakriti, and that is a general individual ego. And then gradually so many plural individual egos are being created, emanating from the general ego. In this way it is coming. And from ego comes the experience of this world. So some goes in tamogun to be rupa, and rajogun eye, and sattogun sun, light. Mm-hmm. In this way, ether, ear, and sound. In this way, rajastamagun, this is being bifurcation and so many complex things. But from subtle, gross is coming, that is Vedantic. And from gross, subtle is being produced, that is something like Darwin theory. But at the present, Vaigyanik, they are fond of Darwin theory, the gross producing subtle. And ultimately stone can produce consciousness.
Yes.
But it is difficult to make them understand that intelligence is more valuable. Intelligence can produce, it is easy for intelligence, consciousness, to produce stone. And it is difficult for the stone to produce consciousness. That is more valuable. It is less valuable. So more valuable thing can produce less, and the less can produce high. It is difficult to explain something like that. So Vaidantic vichar, that consciousness producing everything, consciousness is eternal, and this is not eternal, this is a production, temporary production. Mm-hmm. And the stone cannot produce consciousness. Consciousness, eternal subject, pure consciousness. Atma, sanatana, nitya, sanatana, that is consciousness. That is not a product, but that can produce everything, mm-hmm. consciousness. Ether can produce the air, fire, earth, but the stone, earth cannot produce ether, something like that. Mm-hmm. The sukma, the subtle, that is more efficient than the gross, stula, the gross. Mm-hmm. This is of secondary importance. Mm-hmm. Principal importance, that is soul, Atma, consciousness, that is of primary importance. Then that is the party, real party. Party is consciousness. The gross cannot be a party. The starting point must begin from the party, the interested thing. Soul is endowed with interest, but the stone has got no interest, no plan, no purpose, no project, nothing of the kind. But there is plan and the purpose pervading everywhere, and that is the important thing. And according to that, the original characteristic of the Absolute should be, the original substance should be calculated. And thing of limited attribute and the capacity, that cannot be the ultimate cause. Unlimited things of unlimited quality and the capacity, that should be taken as the cause of the whole. That is reasonable, more reasonable.
Science is beginning to realize that, slowly.
Slowly. Science meets philosophy. There are some who think science gradually is trying to meet philosophy. But in philosophy also different kinds of thinkers. There are also Mill, Hume, etc., Locke, and there is Kant and Hegel. There are Berkeley, idealist. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
There was a big science conference, international science conference in Toronto.
There was
in January, this January. So I went to participate. There were 5,000 scientists from all over the world.
Okay, met Calcutta?
No, this is in Canada, in Toronto.
Toronto.
When?
That was in January 3 to 8, this year. I was there.
You were there?
Yeah.
Yes.
So all the scientists, they are discussing about moral and ethical issues in today's science and engineering studies. So it was very much like religious tone that the whole scientists were discussing, because they find that this material education, that it doesn't lead to something very higher significance.
The tendency of exploitation cannot help us. That is only borrowing from nature. Science is only borrowing from nature, but there is reaction, that Newton is there. To every action there is equal, but extorting power from the nature. And that is, you are borrowing, and you will have to pay that. So the whole civilization is a civilization of loan. And when we are to repay the loan, we will be bankrupt. And also, this is wild goose chasing. It is unnecessary. The real necessity, you have to begin with this. Asatu ma sadgamayo, tamasu ma jyotirgamayo, mrityur mam amritam gamayo. The beginning will be how to save myself and to save others. We all are threatened with mortality, with every second we are attacked by mortal, that is, by death. Every second we are dying. So many atoms in our body dying. So always we are under the threatening of threatening by the death. So first principle, first starting must be the point how to save myself and at the same time how to save others. That should be the first problem, the starting point. Not how I can increase the circumference of my exploitation and I can be lord, I can lord it over my environment. That is the wrong starting. The starting should be to save oneself. in the fight with the environment. Mm-hmm. How to say, I can save myself? Asatu matman sat gamayo. I am threatened by asat means mortality, death. Mm-hmm. Please guide me towards eternal existence. And the second, tamasu ma jyotir gamayo. I am ignorant. From ignorance, guide me towards light. And mrityur ma mamritam gamayo. I am threatened with misery. Guide me towards bliss. These three should be the guiding principle of every life, and it should be normal. And by extending the space of exploitation, that is the wrong way. You will be exploited, surely. Nature won't won't forgive you. It is all blank check. Whatever they are giving, scientists giving to us, we have to pay back with interest. That is Indian philosophy, the very basis of Indian philosophy. And you have to start in that way.
So this mentality of exploitation.
Analyze what is the mind, the understanding, the reason faculty, what is really our need. And we must work up to that, to the point, not anomaly. To the point, our energy should be invested rightly, not wrongly. And what is, what for, what is the immediate need? That is self-saving. The first principle of life would be to save one's own self. Asatu ma sat gamayo. And the next, to save others. And then not only saving, but from ignorance to light. Asat tamasu ma jyotir gamayo, light. From ignorance, nisayans to science. I want to go, I want. So what is science? Science means not to extend the jurisdiction of exploitation, knowing fully well that there will be reaction. That is Gyanopapi. If knowing one commits offense, then he is charged with more punishment. So what this they are doing? They are suicidal. And it is also clearly proved they are threatening each other with atom bomb and the highest product of the scientists.
That's the perfect example of exploitation. That's
exploitation. And renunciation is not remedy. That is next question. Then the question of renunciation, the way of renunciation will be our remedy. The first answer may come like that. The Buddhist and the Shankarites, they would say, yes, renunciation is the remedy. Leave everything. But the Vaishnavas come with a third proposal. No, it is temporarily. Leaving back in the land of exploitation, but one cannot exist without engagement. Or the complete renunciation, withdrawal means to resolve to zero. Zero. That is not desirable. So the Vaishnavas, they say that there is a land of dedication and that is the normal. Every unit is dedicating. The land is constructed by the unit of dedication and that is our inner Atma. Not mind, not this mundane intelligence, but transcending all these things, our real that is the soul, has got some relationship with the upper and the subtler realm, the land of dedication, which begins from Vaikuntha and ends in Goloka. Vaikuntha is dedication, a calculative dedication. Calculative and constitutional and bound by law and looking at the some interest of dedication calculation. But in Goloka, that layer, it is spontaneous, it is desperate, careless of his own self, so intense, and that is the highest. And by the work, by this dedication of all, that makes a very heavenly area. All dedicating, none exhorting, so that is the happiness at its highest degree is to be found there. Everyone enjoy. All the idle men, they meet together, then that will be like hell. And all the working men meet together, there will be immense opulence. So everyone is dedicating to the highest point. So opulence, a bliss, is flowing everywhere. No want. So that divinity, that is dedication, is divinity. Life. And all Krishna consciousness, that is beauty, not power, but beauty and love, that reigns there. Nice. The king is that of beauty and love, not forcing, not labor up by force, labor of love and beauty. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram. Beauty is controlling, love is controlling, not power. Nice. That is Goloka. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Mahaprabhu, and your Prabhupada. He carried the creed, the banner of such creed. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
And that is why desperation, desperation is the quality in Gokula versus calculation, the quality in Vaikuntha. Desperation versus calculative.
Vaikuntha is calculative, and Gokul is not calculative. It is spontaneous and irresistible. There the dedication is spontaneous and irresistible, cannot be hindered, opposed. Such natural flow. Natural flow in a sentence form. And
not
concerning the Krishna as being in the center, Radha and Yashoda in different rasa, there are so many leaders. I have to make it. Then what you are talking?
Well, so you said about Shaktavesh Avatar.
Shaktavesh
Avatar. How Krishna is empowering him, this diva. So you mentioned about dancing like a puppet.
Oh, dancing like a puppet.
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 There's a tota. Puppet.
Yeah.
The Krishna dancing, and the wheels are passing this way, that way, and this,
Krishna's dancing
so many things.
Him.
Yes, he's lila. Dancing means he's lila. From the center, the waves emanating and influencing, dancing others in that lila.
Because
and that is especially in Goloka. And here it is very hard, and those fortunate, they may feel that the wave of that dancing.
So, in this...
Here mostly Maya dancing, Mahadev dancing, She was dancing is something like mudra rakhas, an epic, where Chanakya and the Chandragupta character has been given to us. The Shiva is dancing, he wants to dance, but he can't. If he throws his hands upwards, there's so many planets and stars are being displaced. if he pushes his heat little towards the earth, then the earth is shivering. So the poor Shiva could not dance in his full heart. With his full heart. So the Chanakya was such a great politician. He did not found any opponent. So he was very sorrow in his heart that I don't find a fighter, a proper duel. That was the hint in the beginning. She was dancing, and everything is being topsy-turvy. Hare Krishna. To shaktavesh avatar. Shaktir avesh. The potency of particular agent may be transmitted in another. So Baladev, shaktavesh, sometimes Mahaprabhu showed in his lila in Nadia, Madano. Chaitanya Dev, Nimai Pandit, at that time, he says, give some wine. Baladev was fond of wine. So devotees thought, why Nimai Pandit says, give me wine, I want wine. Then they gradually they came to understand the Baladev is within him with his potency, and it is Baladev's nature he's displaying Madano. So sometimes some divine potency comes down and tries to keep the jiva under his control and making it an instrument, making him an instrument, he does in his way. Shaktavish. And when he leaves, then he's there, an ordinary man. That is Shaktavish. Parashuram is a case of Shaktavish. But after he met Ramchandra, the Shakti was drawn away by Ramachandra, Dasarathi Ram. And then after that, Parashuram was no longer Shaktivesh, Shaktyavesh Avataro, and he was defeated by his own disciple Bhishma, Parashuram. But before that, Parashuram was undefeatable, and Shaktyavesh, the potency, higher potency, was there. So Shaktyavesh, Shakti Avesh, and Shakti may be withdrawn, Shakti may come, potency may come, and the potency may go.
Yes.
And the potency coming in his heart just occupies him, and through him he works in his own way in that body. That is Shaktyavesh. Shaktyavesh avatar. Avatar. Avatar means avataran. From higher sphere, he is coming down, avataran, coming from up to down, that is avatar, who are coming from up to down, avataran, avatar. Then, yes, he came down, higher power came down in lower position, and he did his works, and then he retired, and the previous man is there.
Yes.
Sometimes, with the passing of the instrument, the power disappears. Sometimes, living, just in the case of Parashuram, living the person, he retired.
So
it may be.
So, in the Atlantic, our Guru Maharaj, he wrote two poems. And the one poem you discussed the other day about relationship with Krishna. But in the other poem, he said this Shakti Nahi, that I don't have this Shakti or this potency. He was praying to Krishna that by your potency, you can convince me. You can make my words suitable.
He felt that his Gurudev has given some responsibility to do some, to discharge some duty. And he found within him that the task is a very great one, and he could not think himself fit to discharge the duty, that great task. So fervently he prayed to Krishna, come to my relief, my friend, dear friend, come to my relief. My Gurudev, he has given his acquaintance also. He has given a burden on me to do this, but I am helpless. I can't do. I crave your mercy, your kindness, so that I may keep the order of my Gurudev. This fervent prayer drew Krishna. Yes, I am at your back, don't be afraid. Krishna, Ram, maybe Baladeva. Baladeva in this sense, Baladeva is the leader of the Sakha group, one thing, and Baladeva is Nityananda. And Nityananda has got a special favor on the clan. The Subarna Banik, Nityananda was very fond of them. They accepted Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda's grace does not know any law or rule. Premamatta Nityananda, Kripavatar, Uttam Adham Kichu Nakare Vichar. No consideration for qualification. Nityananda's nature is such. Baladev and Nityananda is infinite power, master of infinite resources. Does not care for any law, whether he is needy or not needy. He may not care for that. He is infinite master of infinite store. He is pushing to this, that, without caring much whether he is a fit or unfit beggar. That is the general nature of Nityananda. It's right. Demand that be, then there is no question. So, when this is my conception, that his earnestness of his helplessness for the duty, the magnitude of duty was so much, and at the same time, his selflessness and earnest prayer that I must do, discharge the duty. What is hint I have got from my Guru Maharaj to do the duty? I cannot but do it, but I am unfit. These two things made the higher power. It moved higher power, and from there power came. Power came, and that power worked within him, and such a tremendous work was possible within in his old age, and in short time, huge work. The magnitude of work is unfathomable, because it is not an ordinary thing. The Neither. Not primary things of the religious conception, but it's the highest, according to us. We think that is the highest thing, so extensively to spread, it is almost impossible. And that has been possible by him. Prithiviti asi jato nagaradi gram sarvatra bhakti vinod thakur, that divine vision he could foresee through reason, through spiritual reason. That is such an, what Mahaprabhu gave, it is very easy and very reasonable and very taking. Why intelligentsia will bar itself not accepting such easy and such admirable and such higher thing? It is impossible for the intelligentsia to deny this, what Mahaprabhu has given. In the world of religion, this prema dharma, this cannot but be unique, and it must be widely accepted. Cannot but be, it is intrinsic nature, and it is meant for Kali Yuga. This was the foresight of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the Prabhupada took up that thread to work. And Swami Maharaj, just as you told, Buddha the priest Buddhism, and Ashok made it widely preached. So Prabhupada began, and Swami Maharaj extended the wonderfully, he has extended that thing door to door in the world, and through literature also he has spread it like anything, anything. And the people, they will come to see what is this, gradually.
Maharaj,
Hare Krishna, yes.
I want to introduce devotees. This Atreya Rishi, he is from Iran, and he is the GBC for...
That Gita gentleman?
No.
Arabia Gita?
The Arabic
Gita.
Gita was published by...
What is his name?
This is Atreya Rishi.
Atreya Rishi. But I have got a copy of Gita in Arabic script. It is made by him?
No, I have done the Farsi. Farsi.
Farsi. Oh, that may be Farsi. I don't know. But the
it's
script,
an Arabic script.
The script is Farsi. Farsi script.
Yes.
Oh.
Upanishad.
I got the copy of Gita.
That is
Gita.
Arabic, that is done by Harikesh Maharaj.
Oh, that is Harikesh Maharaj, yes. And you did in Parsi language. Upanishad.
Prabhupada inspired him to preach Krishna consciousness, especially in Muslim countries.
Yes.
And and also he's a, we are co-director for this Bhakti Balan Institute. So we are beginning to work together in San Francisco. So some students and the members come from San Francisco just to have your darshan. Mm. There are 10 of us and some Vaishnavas from Manipur.
Mm.
So I think we'll be leaving. Mm. And I think Bhakti Charu is coming tomorrow. We'll come again with Bhakti Charu. I think we have some duties for other things.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.